water was blocked this morning again. Over there.
You're live.
This is the Taney County Commission. This Monday, December 5th, 2011. This is our portion of the meeting between 8:30 and 9. We call the preliminary study meeting, wherein we spend time going over whatever is scheduled for the day, accounts payable in previous minutes. We will formally open at 9 a.m. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. This chair.
You must get Jim's chair.
Is that the one that I hope it said we want? Did Nikki come down and get one?
I don't know. There's, isn't there one short? Yeah, she came and got one.
This is the one she replaced with the broken. I've already been through that
broken chair syndrome.
Guys, is it all right? Have Nikki post 11 o'clock for budget tomorrow. We won't formally get into it until 1, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't get early, which, in case I'm here early, which I will be stirring through papers. And if Dan comes in, I'd like to have it listed that way.
Sure.
Is that all right, sir?
Yep. During the road and bridge discussion today, do we have executive session posted? Do you see road and bridge on there?
I don't even see
road and bridge. 9:15. No, we don't. We won't be able to talk about anybody specifically at 9:15, which is what we were hoping to do, to talk about the Mount Branson Bar.
Well, I don't know why we can't. The reason that you go into executive session regarding personnel is if you're going to be talking about salary or discipline.
Or individual performance and why one would be a good manager versus the other.
Well, there's a point, isn't it?
I think that was what we were hoping to do, weren't we, Dave?
Yeah. So we're not posted for executive during that time? Are we?
We are posted at 1:15, however.
We are.
And we could do it at that time, correct?
Yes, we could. So we'll keep the 9:15 to strictly non-Mount Branson discussions, unless for non-personnel discussions, and come back at 1:15. 10:30, but we're pretty tight on that one.
And I think that's economic development.
Yeah.
Names of consideration.
That's fine. I mean, I think the feedback I'm hearing is everyone wants to know who the manager's going to be, uh-huh. And then the names will come up. So.
No, not one intake of what it is.
We can't pay that.
I know.
Joanne needs to join.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I don't, is that the right spelling? Does that work? If it is, it's great. If it's not, it's not. We don't know.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay, perfect. Look at this. We boogered this all up here.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's all said and done, just leave it.
Okay.
Just disregard all of this because it reads all right. It's not in our policy?
Well, I was just told we need to change that. But yeah. I said, let's frame it in this perspective. We just want them to do what the state auditor has always said is required. Please comply, okay?
Or IRS or anybody like that. Did you get a copy of this? I see where it's highlighted. Did you ever get a copy?
No, not yet.
You'll get with Jillian or something? All right, so those are all good. Okay.
Visit two places and it sits pretty much, but if I only visit one, it's five more.
Different route.
Oh my. Very nice route. We need to have them set out to what this is for. I mean, that's just. Why are we there?
We don't ask that, do we, in our policy?
Well, I provide it, but I don't know.
Rob Johns, after separation, he wants to step down from the sewer board. So he says, as long as Susie's there, he's out.
Oh, this is important, huh?
Yeah, but
he has 20% of the vote.
He said, it's another of my headache, which is a concern.
We do have a, I was reading over this intergovernmental agreement here, we do have an appointment coming up on that, too, end of the year.
I see the balance to clean steam is here.
Good. I haven't seen that yet.
Said we weren't going to agree to swiping the card.
Yeah, where's the detail on that?
There is none.
Then we did not. Yeah, we made it very clear. Yeah, this says this doesn't need it. That doesn't mean it. Yep. I'm not. What is that for? Hotel. For how many nights? 3 nights. Okay.
That's the listing of those four.
Yeah, the other one bothers me.
The reading meals bother me.
What are we going to do? Is that the only one right now?
The one that
she has the other one too? Okay.
Thank you. in your seats. We also still have the appointments on I forget the new title. It used to be the Taney County Developmentally Disabled.
SB 40 Board. We still have those. We're waiting for recommendations.
I thought they sent recommendations.
Oh, they did send recommendations.
I didn't get them.
I think it was an email sent to us, Danny. I know it was an email sent to us. It said that all three are requested.
Did you go through these as well?
I've been through that. These are the ones that you were your corrections in here.
Danny, did you go through
the
corrections?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, what you had there.
Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. How many of those we got? We're holding out.
Two right now, I think.
Time.
Why don't you send an email, just send an email. That way we can just, you know, be involved. And it'd be easier to email, I think.
What?
This has got two large expenses for food. All it did is attach them.
I didn't pay them for the food. I sent them an email back that, since there was no detailed receipts, it's just paid for mileage and so forth.
I guess we should do the math next time.
That's why that number's
changed. I see that it is changed. My mistake. Very good, Joanna.
I'll take that one. So we just have one.
Yes.
So I'll just tell them to send you guys an email on that. Me? Okay. I'm leaving at 9:30. I have to go to contract and I don't know that I'll be back. But I'll tell them to email where it to.
It'll be fine.
We get that info, we'll just include it. It's simple.
Thanks for keeping us correct.
What's in your lineup? Is your phone working?
Yes. Okay, so is this one good then? This one's good too.
Great big glitter and he still can't see.
Okay, so give me that one. We're holding that one, right?
Yes, sir. I think we should.
That's not policy. That's not for that. It's for the website. That's website.
But it's broad enough that we can do it if we want. Right?
What do you think? You're not on. That's absolutely beautiful.
What's word?
For those listening. Scream real loud. Can I get you some coffee, Dave?
Hey, hey, hey. Did you look at it? I tried to look at it, but I could never get it. The district where you were looking at. The one that went out of Kirby. Did you
look at it? I didn't look. I didn't look at all. I couldn't get
it. I tried to find it this weekend, and it won't pull it up in a depth.
There's no detail. I can't find the detail.
It's got a line drawn, but no detail on the...
There's no detail map at all.
Bizarre.
Some added comments, I'm sure.
Yeah. What? Let me come out there with you.
Turn it back and should have a headache. Found out that a Senate candidate, I won't tell you which one, started going to different churches now Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, that just bothers me. Do you want a piece of cake? I said, absolutely. Hey, Scott. How are you, man?
Good.
What's going on?
Oh,
okay. Okay, this is still on.
Okay. No, thank you for sending me the email. How you doing, young man? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get taken care of here before we get into it.
What is that?
Can you think back? Didn't in the time it's soon we're going to be renewing, reappointing, or appointing three members to the SB 40 board. I know they submitted names, then we asked Max to give us recommendations, and he sends us an email back. Do you remember forwarding that email to us? Because I can't find the email.
You want to ask Jillian?
She may have done it.
Because she don't know.
Board of, oh, you're right.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's that. Blow off the dust and find it again. And it's right. Yeah, we're holding one back.
Eat. You're pretty good.
Nope, it's horrible.
I didn't expect any other.
You didn't think I was going to give you a good answer, did you?
No. No. Any good answers this late in the game.
Hey, you turned it down.
Hey, who won the tournament?
Branson did.
Did they?
It kind of got squirrely at the very end. It was close. Branson came back from the 7-point down, and then the last, I think they were down by, Harrison was down like 2 points. Yeah, down by 2 points, and the guy, one of the best shooters, was at the free throw line. He, getting ready to shoot the first shot. I think he got fouled on a three-pointer, so he could have gone ahead. And his own teammate walked into the three-rings, the three-point ring, which is a lane violation. So they call a lane violation, took his shots away.
All three of them?
Well, I guess it was his last shot. He had just tied it. Okay, oh. I'm sorry. And then when the ref called lane violation, the shooter blew up, started with a string of cuss words, got a technical called on.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So then we shoot in two. Then the Harrison coach goes crazy. Another technical. And then there was a foul, and it ended up being like seven. Were you at the very end, Jim? I saw you there.
No, I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, it ended up being like, it was really weird. The last minute was like the refs owned it. The refs decided that game. Now, the first technical I could read his lips. And it was good enough, but anyway.
All McCullough would say is he slammed the ball down. And I knew he hadn't slammed the ball down.
Yeah, it was like, I can read your lips and I'm offended. And the coach just
went from there. And
it was just out of control at that point.
They always have a good team.
They should have won. They should have won.
I'm sure he still is. That's what they call a freshman mistake. That was that way. There were 30 seconds left.
Yeah. If you're satisfied with that process, I'm satisfied.
Me too.
Okay. If you're satisfied, then send us a note back saying you're satisfied with what. Can you put something like that in writing back to us? And then.
You bet, Jackie. It's already in writing.
Did you already send this one?
He's already built the. Let's go ahead and.
HDR.
Move forward with whatever, but provide us with.
Documentation.
Information that we need, sir, so that we can.
Thank you.
You know, under the preliminary study meeting for the fact that we're going to be and are talking about businesses. What have you got?
Helen offered me because she likes me better. And so
piece of cake this big.
It's not that big anymore. It's about this big now. So
I would like to call the order of the meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, December 5th, 2011. And call upon Commissioner Straffes to offer the opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Father. And we thank you for the four seasons, Father, and we thank you for the weather we're having. Lord, we just ask you to be with each and every individual as they go about their business today. Father, be with the leaders of both the state and the federal and the local level. Give them wisdom, Father, and discernment. And how they should operate and how they should make their decisions. Father, we thank you for our veterans who are past served and the current people deployed all across this world, Father. We ask you to keep them safe, keep their families comforted while they're separated. And Father, we thank you for the season of Christmas. And Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just let the record show that phone was not mine or Jim's.
Thank you. I appreciate you making that note. Just in case, because it could have been.
Could have been there. Certainly could have been mine.
As a cue on point, I just thought of my phone right whenever that you started before you when he asked for the prayer. I thought of it and didn't have time to draw the pistol.
First order of business or previous meeting minutes?
Motion to approve minutes dated. Put these in order here. November 21st. November 28th, November 29th, and December 1st with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated November 21st, 28th, and 29th, and December 1st with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 326891 through 326950, warrants 5535 through 5538, one transfer from transfer station to road and bridge, holding out or not approving check number 326895.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks 326891 to 326950, warrants 5535, 36, 37, and 38, and a transfer from transfer station to road and bridge. Not approving at this time check number 326895. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Just for the record, the check we didn't approve is just, we just need a little more detail. We've let the individual know.
Thank you. You want to send that one? Well, that's...
This goes here and then she gets that one.
Yeah. Next order of business is a proclamation. This is a request that was brought to us by the assessor, James Strahan. And I have put in written form for you all's consideration, and I will read this. Whereas veterans throughout these United States are honored with a declared holiday on their behalf, and whereas November 11th being the day of remembrance and celebration set aside for our heroes, and whereas most federal, state, and local government entities celebrate and give their employees a day off with pay and guarantee their right to work the following day, and whereas the very heroes this holiday was set aside for do not have these aforementioned rights and privileges, now therefore, the Taney County Commission, by virtue of the authority vested in said commission under Missouri law, does hereby call upon employers of all veterans to grant them the ability to take this day of remembrance, Veterans Day, to their liking, without fear of their right to work being interrupted. In witness whereof, we have hereunder set our hands this 5th day of December, the year of our Lord, 2011, at the signatures of all three county commissioners.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve said proclamation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
There are two originals up there for you to sign.
Okay.
Do you have the animal lease control?
Yes.
Seal on this when the time comes. All the information that was attached with this is back in your hands. Next issue is the lease of animal control facility.
I'm going to move that we approve the lease of the animal control facility for another 12 months, expiring December 31st, 2012, for in the amount of $180,895, which is no change from next year, from last year.
Not hearing a second, I would like to open this up for discussion.
Well, I just want to look at it.
My concern is about this while you are looking at that, and then we will allow the motion to be made again. I hate to approve a contract that we've not approved funding for, whether it is this particular lease or any other that the county may be involved in as much as we are still looking for a budget.
Because I wasn't sure why we posted it then. I thought there was consensus.
I didn't.
Oh.
I was trying to grab you there, but I didn't get to.
Okay.
That doesn't mean we can't approve it, and that would automatically set it in the budget.
Right.
So that's acceptable to me if we want to do that.
And Jim, the reason I didn't second the motion is because it's an amount of $1. We're leasing the animal control facility for $1. The budget that they have turned in, and that's down in here, so where it says term of lease and rent.
Well, this is the other part of that same agreement there.
The other part is their budgetary
right.
It's the same
funding.
As it was, is it? For
yeah.
Another?
Well, can we do the one and then not and save this other one for approval of the budget?
Well, we wouldn't give them the facility if we're not going to give them the budget. We'd have to take it back. There's no reason. They're really they go hand in hand.
The negotiations on the.
I'm just making the point that if we approve this and we approve it today, then we need to set that into our budget, and currently it's not set in the budget.
When you say not set, I mean we've left that we put that amount in there, but we haven't approved anything right now.
That's
right?
What I meant. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I don't care to second the motion.
Do you want to remake your motion?
I just thought ahead of.
Let's just wait. If we're even considering not doing animal control for next year, if everything's on the table, let's just wait. We'll just wait until after.
Is this a time sensitive lease that runs out
at
the end of the year?
December 31st, yeah.
I would prefer if that's all right. Let's do wait. Is that okay?
That's fine with me. I just wanted Jim to know that's the reason I didn't.
Sure.
We because it actually comes
sorry,
in two
what?
Parts there.
We'll have to let you know. We got to get through the budget first, and we won't do it until we have the budget approved. Is that fair?
Well, we're meeting in budget session prior to approval, but it's one thing that we want to vote on to go into the budget at any time we can do that.
Sure.
And again, I'm amenable to that.
Well, I'm sure.
All right. Staff departmental update, Road and Bridge. Gentlemen, want to join us? Nikki, would you put that on a list of items so that we can get to that sooner rather than later? I think all three of us will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Is that right, Jim?
Dana? Uh-huh.
Just for a list. There's a number of things that we want to discuss, but let's move that up so that we can address it. Thank you. Morning, Jan. Morning, Tyler.
You sit there.
Does he need one of these?
No, he has to take off the podium. The podium microphone broke, by the way.
Did you make an order?
We haven't ordered one yet. I hadn't talked to Mark about that.
Jim, is there a better system on that that we could use for just throughout the room?
We could always use some microphones hanging from the audience. That way, when people speak, we could actually pick up their comments. Here's the agenda. I was just making sure I saw something.
Randy, you got a copy of the agenda there for items of discussion, correct?
Yes.
You want to just work from that, and you gentlemen make your presentations?
Yeah. I don't have very many items on my part of it, but and some of it's for discussion. With our last meeting, we went back out to first item is going to be Owl Colony. We did go back out there on the drainage problems, and we did remove the one culvert. We also worked and got approval from the people that owned the other driveway, and we done a little work on that with a grader And so far, we've not heard any more complaints, and we've had some rains, pretty good significant rains after that. So I don't know if we might have solved the problem for the time being. I am going to work with the lady on when we want to reinstall that entrance and try to put it in to where it doesn't cause the same problem as we've had in the past. So I don't know when she's going to want to do that, but I don't think she's close to starting any building right now. But that's where we're at with it. So.
I'm sorry if I didn't hear a thing. We're not talking about putting the culvert back where we just took it out.
I would like to put it on the other driveway coming off of it, and maybe that will, if that'll work with her, I'm not. That's where she wanted it originally, and it kind of caused a problem. Unless we do some quite a bit of excavation on the property itself to get the grades lowered there, it's going to cause a drainage issue. Next item I have is Mount Branson facility. We basically are finished with the salt building. We're working on reinstalling the underground electrical. We have the ditch across there. We're going to continue working on that till we get power hooked back up and power hooked to the salt building plus the storage building. We do need some stuff for the main shop. We're going to have to buy some equipment, some tools and whatnot, because I don't think we're going to have enough between the other two shops to share all the equipment. As far as small hand tools, that type of thing, we're going to need to put an air compressor in there. We're also going to need to put a welder in there. We need a desk. I have the computer lined up, but we need a desk to put it on. So.
We've got some furniture, guys. Since we've made some closer decisions on the sewer, we've got some desks and storage that we can get with Renee and get them some furniture.
Yeah, that needs to be done sooner than later because of the weather.
Right. We need to get the phone hooked up.
Did you get the salt in the barn?
No, we do have some salt there. We've got it on order. None of it's come in yet. We do have some salt in the old barn. We're going to move over to that one. But we can supply it until other loads come in from other salt buildings if need be. So we're not going to be in the tight there. We'll make sure we have enough salt. We've got the other material there. So
you got the material to mix, the chemical to mix there?
Yeah, okay. We've got calcium's there. It's in place, ready to go. The ice control material, the aggregate. We've got a stockpile of it. All we're lacking is, and we do have some salt there. It's probably enough to get through a storm, but we can supply it from other shops. We can dump truck load some over there until our salt comes in. I've ordered enough to totally fill the building, but it hasn't come in yet.
Randy, on the same subject as the salt and the chemical, I would like for you to get some written documentation from the state on what their policy is going to be this year on their roads, because I've heard, and they have stated to different county officials of about different time frames that they're going to work, where they're going to put material down, how often they're going to put it down, all those things. And we need to, as a county, be prepared to take care of the citizens. We currently drop our snow plows as we enter lettered roads going down to locations not only for our own safety, but for the safety of the citizens that live down there. Those are state roads, but we just drop the plows because we're headed that direction anyway. But I would like to know what their policy for this year is going to be, because I've heard that it's changed, and I've heard it from more than one individual. But I'd like it written.
Okay, well, that was going to be one of my other questions is to you gentlemen, what would you like for us to do this year? I mean, we've done that in the past couple of years on some of these lettered roads, depending on what the state was doing, how quick they got to these lettered roads. It hindered our work anyway in some areas. So we have dropped plows on lettered roads in some of the steeper areas and helped out on several of the lettered roads. That was going to be my next question is, do you want us to continue or have a definite?
We need their procedure? Policy, but we I want to go ahead and drop the plows on the lettered roads as we go to county roads. The worst thing, and you guys know that, the worst thing that can happen is us not drop the plows to clear and pack the stuff down as you go over it two or three times with heavy loads, and then it becomes a real problem for everybody.
I spoke to some of the boys out there the other day last week. Basically, 76 from Branson to Bradley will be continuous during the storm. 160 to Forsyth would be continuous during the storm. Nothing else be touched until after the storm.
Okay, now that's
pretty accurate.
Okay, I have heard that there's going to be a 12-hour running of roads, 12 hours. That's the reason I wanted some documentation for us to be able to make some judgment off of that. It doesn't cost us any more to drop other than maybe the blades, replacing some cutting edge on some blades. It doesn't cost us any more to drop the blade for the citizens of this county on the lettered roads and have it for the
I tried to get
safety.
Twice to get actual maps of it, but he wasn't there any time.
So we need that in some documentation. Would you guys agree?
Documentation never hurts, obviously, so if we can get it, but I agree there. I don't think we should be changing policy. I mean, our policy last year was leave the plows down, right? The blades down? Yeah.
160 is going to be a really critical issue out through the rear.
Right.
It's going to virtually receive no treatment until after the storms. That's going to be critical even on our own equipment. And that's a number road.
Right.
But it's going to be a factor.
But that's where we're at. I want lettered. We do it on lettered roads now. We don't do it on numbered roads. So I want a policy. And we do not apply chemical on state roads now. But I want to put it in writing what we need to do.
Keep in mind that the states have cut all their budgets, and they're hoping that the counties will pick up these areas. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't. This is not accident. This is strategic for them. So I would just say that we obviously need to make the road passable, but like Danny's saying, we don't want to dump chemicals on the road. Although we just need to see, we kind of just need to see how it's going to be a per case basis on the storm. And we can have great side roads, but if 160 is not passable, then obviously it's all for naught. So
yeah.
I just, you know, my concern is what MoDOT's doing, which is, you know, they're choosing to cut back coverage on purpose.
We and Jim, we received criticism for the the roads in the county. Citizens don't understand that when they come out to the main road and their road's clear till they get to the main road, and then they want to say, I get a lot of talk about T Highway and places that are heavily traveled because of the the matting down of the ice and snow, and it's hard to remove after it gets run over a few times with heavy trucks.
It's going to be different this year.
We got more compliments this last winter with the heavy snows and stuff than I've ever received with phone calls and compliments to Road and Bridge and their job of doing that. So if we get some written policy, I appreciate it.
Okay. Still on the Mount Branson, as far as the area for coverage under that shop, do you guys put any more thought into it? I mean, we come with an idea of using the lake as a boundary. Do you still want to use that? I mean, we need to kind of line up some crews. If we do get caught in a storm, or one could happen this week or next week, how quick do you want to man this facility? And
we're hoping we can come up with that today, later on in personnel section. You can turn us in a list of people that have volunteered, and then we will talk about the number of employees at that location, so.
Yeah. So is that listed at one? Is that what you're expecting?
I've got a couple more possibles, but that's the only volunteers I have to date. You can have that list, and keep in mind there's two more possibles.
Right.
With that.
How many guys are you looking at, or gals, to moving to that?
I thought 12 to 15 or so.
Your name's on it. It's interesting.
A lot of it's going to, I guess, depend on the coverage area. If you try to equal it out mileage-wise, the area that we applied to, it's going to take at least 16 people to be equal to what's going to be left under mileage for Buchanan Shop or Hilda Shop. To make it even as far as miles per
people. Didn't you provide us a kind of a map of coverage, how you saw it for snow coverage?
Yes.
Now, that was based off of something the concrete crew coming over. Is that correct?
Actually, the one area that the concrete crew and the work order crew cover is about an 80, close to a 90-mile route, which entails from Bull Shoals Bridge down here all the way to Lakeshore, which encompasses all of T Highway, everything on 76 in that area, J Highway, Mincy. And then what we were adding was the south routes, three snow routes off of David's side, mm-hmm, to that, which would be about 160 some right mile within that area that would be covered under Mount Branson. That was the idea we'd come up with, using the lake as a boundary, and which would leave 90 mile left at the Mount Branson, at Buchanan. And,
right.
About 280-something left on.
So how many people would have to move then based off that coverage?
Off that coverage, it comes out to about 10 mile per person.
So about 8 to 10 people would be 9 people for 90 miles. You said it's 90 miles?
That would be 90 mile left under what
okay
is covered right now.
You said 160, what you said earlier.
160 under the Mount Branson.
Okay.
But we can add to that Buchanan to leave. We can add another idea, whether that'll work or not, is everything from H Highway going west could be covered under Buchanan Shop because it's closer miles to Buchanan from there than it is from Hilda up to that point. So, which would even out a little more.
What I think we're trying to do, at least I'm trying to do, is get the coverage better. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what roads are from the west or the east side, that doesn't matter. It's just about quickest response time to coverage.
Right.
That
works out as far as snow coverage. Now, regular maintenance, you could work that a little different, whether you need that many people. I don't know that you would need that many people, but
there currently be 5 snow routes left at Branson.
Right.
Which would require a minimum, if nobody's sick, 10 men.
Right.
Right.
If you include the 2 mechanics standing there, that's 12. And if you figure a couple for sick or whatever, you're looking at 14 there. The extra that they're putting on to would be 3 routes to the south, which minimum would be 6. With a man or two extra, mm-hmm, 4, sick or whatever, minimum.
It takes at least 10 people to cover the Route 1, which is the most populated as far as the east routes, which is the T Highway, Mincy, right, everything on 76. It takes at least 10 people to cover that route. That's a 24-hour shift. So, same thing with David's route down there. It takes that many people with 3 routes down there.
So am I hearing, if we did this breakup, how many would come from the east? If we said, okay, we're going to put 10, I guess 9 people is minimum, is what you're saying on the Mount Branson map, is that right? Eight?
No, dear, he's talking about the Branson.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out is you said if we add 160 miles to the Mount Branson for snow removal, okay, that's the snow route. It's 160 miles, that means it's basically two people per 10 mile, right, for a 24-hour shift.
Right.
Which is 32 people. Well, I don't think that's realistic, right?
Where's the 160 miles coming from?
Right now, with
just those three routes.
To what now?
They're only picking up those three south routes.
They're picking up the three south
routes.
That's
160 miles?
It totals into 160 miles. If you go using the lake as a border, that covers all of Acacia Club area, everything south from that point.
That includes what the work order crew, though, and the concrete crew has been doing.
Right. That includes all of it.
The extra they're picking up, though, that is what's going to need manned extra in the snow removal is just the three routes.
Just the three routes.
And two of those are definitely run out of the 86 salt shed. I mean, they go out there and stay there until their shift is up.
Right. As far as snow removal, I mean, that's... They're going to be working out of there.
I guess, I mean, obviously, from my perspective, and Danny has a better grasp on this, what are you recommending? I mean, what am I hearing from recommendation? Is it, what's a bare bones skeleton? 8, 10 people?
I'd say we need at least 10 people.
At least 10 people.
That shop.
Okay.
To make it work, I mean, from your day-to-day work, that would give you a couple of crews because we have to help the other shops depending on what we're doing as far as your summer work, patchwork, and whatnot. We've got to share some of the equipment, some of the people. So, and that still leaves about a 4 to 5 man crew.
How soon do we anticipate manning that shop?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I thought about it this weekend. I thought about this weekend with the snowstorm coming in. Possible heavy snow, so we need to figure out what we're going to do. Now, look,
it's
Manning.
Very important because not only we're in limbo in our barns as to who we're going to put in our trucks until you all decide who goes there.
Right.
We're kind of in limbo and what equipment's going to be there. We'd have to share equipment with them.
How many were you thinking? 12 to 16?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so suppose we just say, okay, let's say we're going to do 12. Okay, how many from the east side? I mean, so if we say 12, the next question I heard from the guys is who's going to run it? Who's going to be the manager? That determines a lot who wants to volunteer. Is that correct?
Right now I've got 4 volunteers that...
Doesn't matter who the manager is.
Doesn't matter.
So if I said, David, you give me 2 manager names, and you give me 2, and you give me 2, could I get 6 people's names as who you recommend as the manager? Is that possible? I mean, because wouldn't that help us, guys?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who they think is capable of running a shop of at least 12 guys.
Yeah. So. And another thing, I don't think that the snow rodeo should be eliminated on the process of who goes where in snow removal. Whether they work out of a shop or whether they don't, there's certain people that aren't in a vehicle, but snow removal equipment, but once or twice a year. If they work on the concrete crew or they work in one of the other crews that we have. So the type of road that you put a road and bridge driver on is very important if he's capable of handling the road. We've been very, very fortunate that we haven't had any accidents and
right.
things. So I think that's something that you guys want to look at. You know who your good drivers are and everything, but you also have to take into consideration that you've got a concrete crew that hardly are ever in a truck. You also have a work crew that has maybe 2 truck drivers in it and everybody else works off of a grader or a laborer. So those things need to be taken into consideration. There's certain routes that's going to have flatter roads and not as steep areas and curves and stuff that are as bad as other routes are. So those are things, whether they come out of that particular shop or not, doesn't matter how they go on the snow route stuff. That's the way I'm looking at it. Or if you have certain people in that individual shop, you know not to send this guy over into a certain area because his experience with driving a truck is twice a year, and that's under good conditions.
Right. We are going to move the sign guy to the shop. He'll be available for snow removal. I mean, he drives a smaller vehicle. He doesn't drive one of the big tandem type
right.
rigs. I mean, but that's, and he's well acquainted with this area. As far as that South 86 route, they pretty much take care of that. They don't have to man out of this shop because they have the material, everything at that. They basically go down there, base a couple of trucks in that area. They take a pickup back and forth, whether
right.
they come out of Mount Branson or out of Buchanan, really makes no difference because they're going to stay in that area and leave the trucks there. They all they got to do is take fuel. Everything else is there.
Do they go back to one of the barns and just refuel? Is that the way you do that?
They go back with a
Your
pickup,
barn.
I think, most
they'll
of the time.
They'll bring a pickup back. If we leave the trucks out there, they'll fuel it, and then the next crew takes it back with them, fuels the trucks. And
so you got a backhoe there to load with?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It saves running a truck all the way north with chains on it.
Right,
and
chains
out,
and stuff.
Which works good for there, so that'll take some of the mileage off of that 160 that...
Okay. This is an important discussion. I know it's kind of time-consuming,
well,
but
no,
the thing of it is we always have a vehicle or two that gets broke down during this time. That's the reason I'm saying it's not as important, because you have to change the scheme of things according to whatever the storm is, how long you're out, whether the chains need to
right.
be replaced, cutting edges, whatever. So these guys are real flexible about changing, so the personnel at these shoppers is numbers, basically. It's not who you want to send where.
So what I'm hearing is, if we can get some names, we're going to have an executive session at 1:15 to talk about who. We need some names before then of who, or maybe, and then it sounds like, at least I'm leaning toward 12-person shop right now. So
at Mount Branson?
Mm-hmm. And unless you think we need more, but I mean, I'm thinking 12 can get it done is what I'm hearing.
Are you going to be part of the 11:30 meeting today on the bid procedure for insurance?
No.
No? Okay.
Unless you tell me.
No, I was just asking. I didn't know what you guys had planned. Okay.
Jim, these guys know how to arrange this, but whenever we get into the chip and seal crew, I don't know where they come from two different shops now. I'm just saying that with the oil tanker and everything at one location, it's, you know, there's different things, arrangement. Where the men come from and what they do particularly, they need to set that up. I'm not wanting to get involved in that, but I am, you know, I guess we're going to have to pick out a leader as
we're going to have to get a leader out and have a minimum staffing.
Yeah.
And then from there, they...
You guys do whatever you...
Go from doing... But I think what we're trying to do is we're going to pick one person and then say this is how many people we'll have to staff it with from the other two barns. But other than that, then I think we're done, mm-hmm. except do it as fast as possible so
yeah.
that we've got equipment there. And
they need to get acclimated with the roads they're fixing.
Sure,
take over.
Absolutely.
So it's time is critical.
Keep in mind with our numbers at where we're at, to keep a full day crew, we're going to have to run a shorter crew at night. And, I mean, we'll have to keep that in mind. We'll see how that plays in, but... These guys organize that. So
right.
Is that the way you do it now?
It's
been pretty close to even so far.
I've had enough before this year to run a man on every route that we've had out of the Branson barn. This year I will not, with the three that retired gone.
Yeah. So we've got some adjustments to make.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we can't make them until the staff.
Okay.
I have an easement here I need you gentlemen to approve, and this is for the drainage work we're going to do on Caney Creek, Steve Adams' property. I did have to acquire some additional right-of-way, so I need you gentlemen to approve that.
Do we need a motion or just signatures on the easement?
I'm not sure how we posted this. That's the challenge.
We don't have it. We can't do a motion if we don't have a posting on it, do we? Or we just, is this administrative? On road and bridge easements?
Yeah, I don't have an answer.
Guys, I think that when you post anything for Road and Bridge, you're open for a gamut of...
Is it a no-charge easement?
Yes, no charge. There's no cost.
I'm fine with doing a motion now.
Yeah, just motion for approval of
statute easement. You gentlemen have to accept it.
It's a one signature right. Easement, just like everything else. I make a motion to approve the easement.
But the easement's coming from?
Yeah.
To the county, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We just need approval of acceptance.
I'll second the motion. We need a little more specifics in there, probably, of who the easement's for.
I would suggest that easement state, or your motion state, you move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Stephen and Jennifer M. Adams in Taney County.
That will be his revision.
Legally, it'll be called Exhibit A. I'll give you this to look at, man. I mean,
are you going to second that?
Yeah, I did.
So moved, yeah.
Yep.
What did he allow your construction easement on that, Randy? Because that's different than the other one, isn't it? Other than the regular easement.
No, that's a. He's given us actual.
The actual easement, the right of way.
Okay. The right of way.
Motion's been made and seconded. In essence, for me to sign and accept the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right of way for public road purposes as herein described. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Lynn may want information off of this.
Jim, the last item I have is Venus on the Lake Roads. And I have a
facility.
I think you drove them, and I took you two gentlemen out there one day and drove some of these roads. And kind of the plan I wanted to do next year was to chip seal about 6 mile in that particular area. And all of these within that 6 mile are school bus routes. I want to try to work on them primarily for chip seal. A couple other roads in that area are getting so bad that it's not really cost effective to try to blacktop or reseal that. I want to scarf our two or three roads in that area and really turn them back to base and try to get some drainage fixed on them rather than try to put mix on them and chip seal. They're so rough and so far gone now that...
That's what you did on Arizona so far, isn't it? Didn't you turn it back?
Yeah, it's similar to what we've done in Arizona. Oh, we're not going to remove any material.
No.
We're just going to scarf art and basically make a good base road and try to get some drainage. We're working on some brush and tree trimming in that area right now.
How much is that going to cost you, Thay?
I'd like to... In that particular area, not just with the seal, I'd like to spend about $150,000 in that vicinity.
Next year?
Next year.
We had talked, I know in the conversations we've talked about maybe putting a limit on a certain area and
right.
Just saying you can spend up this much annually on maintaining those roads. Those roads, there's a lot of roads over there.
There's a lot of roads.
But you could spend 10 times that much, couldn't you, Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah, real easily. But we've got a big area of the county, and a lot of our roads, like this last year, are going to be scattered out again.
Right.
A few roads in several areas to kind of get caught up. So, but this will help as far as the roads that are in need right now.
I'm good with that. I mean, yeah. I would just say let's try not to exceed that number.
Okay.
And even 2013 going, I mean, like Ron says, there's plenty of work out there on those roads to keep us busy for a long time.
Okay.
Danny, what are your thoughts?
I'm fine with that, other than the comment about this next year being spread out. So I would sure like for you gentlemen to try to work out a system of working a section of road in a particular part of the area 1 year and then moving to the another location the next year as much as possible.
Okay.
It's just saving a time and equipment and travel and movement and wear and tear on equipment. The moving back and forth of those graders and all that kind of stuff is just, it's harder on it traveling than it is working it.
Sure would.
Well,
okay. Well, that's basically all I have. But to these other guys, if they have any questions, you gentlemen.
What do you got, Mr. Stottle?
I can give you the two names for the men from Mount Branson, and I also have two others that are willing to go to Mount Branson.
You want something public, or you guys, you want to handwrite to us? What do you want to do?
I'll just handwrite them to
us. Okay, you'll handwrite to us. Okay. Perfect.
But that's going to be all I've got, other than I still got a lot of vacation left.
Talk to us about that for a minute, would you?
The vacation?
Yes, sir.
I like that you give it to us. A vacation.
You like it?
Yes, I like vacation.
Our policies use it or lose it. Do we need to roll
I'm
over some?
I'm fixing to use it.
Oh, you're going to use it?
Yes. I don't know what this committee I'm on. If things go into next week, I will come in.
Otherwise, when are you taking off?
Starting the 12th.
I am more than hopeful that that's completed in the next couple of days.
And
there may be other reasons
for this other stuff I may need to come in.
And as you do that,
then
the person that takes over at your shop is
who right now does?
Yes.
The last 2 weeks I was off is Devin Huff.
Yes.
Because and then there were David Lowry. It's actually David Lowry, but he was off the same time I was. So Huff was in charge then. Lowry will be the last 3 weeks.
Is he taking off too then?
No.
Okay. All right.
Nope. Somebody, one of the three of us is always there.
Did he say anything?
Flask.
I had a conversation with him.
No, I can assure you he was not.
Oh. Let's see. What I'd like to do is get some equipment moved over to the Mount Branson area in case we get a storm. You guys can work either that or you're going to, and even at that, because of last year's people that retired, you're going to have some readjustment done. So I would have you guys, you three gentlemen, prioritize this deal getting ready for a storm. I think we hit a lucky streak here last night, and so I would like to have you guys try to figure this out. And 1 o'clock today, we'll have the decision on that, and then you can work with a name. But we need some equipment.
I had two large loaders. I took one of mine over last week.
It's already there.
John Deere, so they have a good loader.
Okay. When you expecting the salt in?
I'm going to call just as soon as we get back to the office and find out when they can start delivering.
Okay.
We've got all our other salt been delivered to all the other barns. Everything's there, so it's just that order.
I'm going to use two more loads in my facilities. Randy's going to order, but it don't matter. Just whenever they come in, then maximum capacity.
Okay. On the, do you do out of the Bradleyville shop? We got the agreement with Bradleyville on their shop. Did we use salt out of there? Okay. That's ours there.
Ours, yeah.
Okay. And then the one at
We're not supposed to.
We have 86.
86.
State Highway and Buchanan.
Okay.
No, they got them fine.
No, we lucked out, Ron, though, is the whole thing. It just happened to go south of us instead of hitting us with the ice and snow mix. How do you operate the one at 70 or 86? Do you?
The men come into the Buchanan, and then they go out and start those three routes, or well, two routes, really, is what's out there. The one that runs the 165. And Acacia Club works out of the Branson Barn at this time.
And as I understood it, and you might correct me, Jim, on what we had an agreement with some people at Big Cedar on them cleaning some roads and us furnishing some chemical.
That was Oakmont.
Oakmont.
Okay.
And they've cut back from that. He did get some calcium tanks at his facility.
Okay. Then I just trying to get everything straight so I know that we got good coverage.
Now,
as far as coverage, if something would have hit last week or last night, it would have been covered just the same as it was last year.
Right.
We might have had to shift it a man or two around because of retirees, but it would have been minimal.
Right.
Okay.
Coverage was handled. It was just a matter of whether it came or not.
Yeah. All right.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hausman, can we have a recess until 10:15? The next posted item?
10:15 or 10:30?
10:15 is our next web postings. Not web posting, but county posting.
Mr. Chairman, be the tunes. Mr. Lowry.
Okay. Let's stand in recess until 10:15.